Okay, we're smack in the middle of Daf Samechei Amud Aleph, in the middle of this Mishnah, of the first Mishnah. Omer 10 gets el ishti b'makom ploni, and this is all in the yanim of Keda. The guy says, give makom ploni, v'nashal makom acher pasol. Basically, if you make a shliach to do something and he does something else, that is pasol, because that's not what you appointed him for. Meaning, the chiddush is that you can appoint a shliach to only do it in a specific way, and that is binding. Otherwise, he's not your shliach. According to the Chachat, Kanakama / Tachamim, okay, man and woman are the same. If you don't do what they said, then you're not a shliach. L'chor, it makes the shliach pasul. Rabbi Elazar Machshir, it makes the shliach pasul, not the get pasul. Rabbi Elazar Machshir, where Elazar somehow disagrees about the woman. But if the woman makes a shliach lehava, then that is different than a shliach lekabbalah, and even the chachamim in Tanakama says kosher. So says the Gemara, before we get to the shliach lehava part, Rabbi Elazar Maishna Reisha lo pligu Maishna Sefa de Palik, right? Why in the Reisha, right? The Gemara assumes that the simple shot of the Mishnah, he doesn't argue on the man, but the man says makom ploni, that's binding. It's only the woman who, what she says is not binding. So why? The difference is not the difference is not conceptual, fundamental, that he has the right to dictate the terms, and she does not have the right to dictate the terms. The difference is psychological. Since he is megarish midaito, then he means that epic peda. While she is miskaresh balkarcha, she only means that it's marim mako. What is marim mako? Not that I'm telling you I demand that you be my shliach mako ploni and that elsewhere. I'm not giving you my shliach in general. I'm just giving you a tip that you might find him in this particular place. It's more of advice than a peda. Okay, what exactly is the kpeda the husband has? Why does the husband care where he divorces his wife and where he doesn't? In the bit of machlokes Rishonim, Rashi here, and most Rishonim say, okay, the Gemara brings this up elsewhere in Sefer Kedushin. Ein rotzei she'el izo lav shan, that it's divorcing your wife is a negative thing for your reputation. Right? If a man divorces his wife, that makes him look bad. He's a mean guy who divorces his wife. And therefore, he doesn't want to get a bad reputation everywhere in the world. Maybe there's only one place where he doesn't have so many probim or habegrim, or he doesn't care about his reputation, he's in a business dealings, whatever it may be. So therefore, he might be machbid. He wants to get a bad reputation in one place, and not a bad reputation. He's willing to get a bad reputation in one place, but he's not willing to get a bad reputation someplace else. The Tosos Rid says something which is a bit of a shitas yach, but he interprets it differently, and I'm not sure why, but he just has a different shot in what the kapeda of the baal is. He says here, right? He views giving a get not as a bad reputation for the husband, but more as a soil for the wife. Who knows? I guess maybe, you know, his ideas about sociology and gender were different, and he thought it was more soil for the wife than embarrassment for the man. Most of them say, like, Rashi, remember, those days the man divorced his wife, he decided she didn't. So therefore, it reflected bad on him. He's a mean guy. While the Tosas Rin assumes, no, it's embarrassing to her, meaning, you know, there must be something wrong with her if she got divorced, he wants to marry her, in one or another sense of the word. And therefore, maybe he obviously doesn't like her because he's divorcing her, and maybe as part of the divorce, he wants to embarrass her in one place. Davki wants to embarrass her in the place where she knows the most people. And therefore, he was mocked. Okay, thanks. I don't know. I guess Tosas Rin has a slightly more pessimistic view of human nature, or at least nature of people getting divorced. Anyone who's a lawyer can tell you that, you know, that the Tosas Rin is not unrealistic. How about the second half here? The Well, since she's Bal Karcha, therefore she doesn't have a Kedina. Why wouldn't she have a Kedina? After all, you know, she doesn't want to be misfazer everywhere. And maybe she wants to offer to get a bad reputation one place, not another. So why this? So the answer is because she is Bal Karcha. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi says that she doesn't know the husband wants a divorce in a certain place. So she can't really, it's not shy for her to have a kapita because, what she say? Only get me divorced from my husband in this place. Maybe he doesn't want a divorce from there. So therefore, it's not shy for her to have a kapita if she can't control it anyway. The Kedushim Miksav Yad says a little differently, says the husband can divorce her against her will wherever he wants. Meaning, he can just send a shliach to where she is and divorce her against her will. Therefore, she's not going to have a kapita because Mela, it can happen against her will anywhere. So it's not shy for it. Kapeda, the Ram just says generally, if it's about Karva, not shy for it. Kapeda, maybe just thinks psychologically, but I don't control things. I don't have to have a specific reason. I'm just not mocking things beyond my control. Okay, but these are all just different psychological observations. The din is pretty clear. The interesting part is what the Gemara doesn't explain, because the Gemara thinks it's too obvious and doesn't need explanation, is the last line of the Mishnah. Why is a shliach lahavba different than a shliach lekabbalah? Right, the shliach lekabbalah for the chachamim, the wife has kapeda, but shliach lahavba, the wife doesn't have kapeda. Why not? So here we have a fundamental machlokas, which you've seen before, and this is one of the loci of that machlokas, because we saw this reference by the Magen Mishnah in an earlier shir. What does the Tosus Rid here say? Says Tosus Rid, you know why she has no kedida in a shliach lahava? Because, not for psychological reasons, but for fundamental reasons, because there's no such thing as a shliach lahava. There is such thing as shlech lava, but conceptually there's no such thing as shlech lava. A shlech lava is truly a suggestion to the husband to make a shlech lahalacha. Therefore, actually her pain is irrelevant. She didn't make anyone a shliach. The husband made him a shliach. And the husband, you know, decided to do it this way. And that's what he says right here. He says, here it's a shlech lahalacha haba. On Havili Gite, he immediately says it's shlech lahalacha. Shlech lahalacha ba'al ka'avid le'vilohisha. He said it very nicely. Basically, why is there no peda mishlichas lehaba? So one answer is because there is no shlichas lehaba. I don't mean practically there is no shlichas lehaba. Obviously there is. It's all over the Mishnayos. But conceptually, no shliach shlichus lahavah. It is just shlichus lahalacha, and if it's shlichus lahalacha, then obviously there's no paid on the woman's part because she didn't make the shliach. And this is the Rid and the Kiddushim Miksav Yad says exactly the same thing. I don't know what should he say there. And who else do we have here? We have the Me'iri. The Me'iri has two days about this. And this is the second answer, the second day in the Me'iri. If you look at the Me'iri on this, says the Me'iri, Havili Git Makam Ploni Vivi Makam Akar Kasha Lajibriyak Kol, Shiva Vadai Logik, etc. What's his second? I'll go out of order. Oshema Hatam, Mibne Sha'ema Limnoshli of Lolacha. It's a shliach lahalacha, and she can't avoid a shliach lahalacha, whatever the husband does. This also the Me'iri's second answer, just denying the famous sheet of the Rambam that there really is a halo shliach lahava appointed by the wife. But what if you would say that, like the Rambam, that there is a shliach lehavah, meaning that it is a shliach of the wife, right? That's really the machlokas. The machlokas here is the shliach habaal or shliach ha'isha. The isha really can't avoid a shliach habaal. There are two types of. Then why isn't there kedah l'fi the chachamim? is you're going to have to give some psychological answer. There's some psychological reason why she, even though it's Kalachim people to say, some psychological reason why in Kabbalah she's Makbid and in Habbah she is not Makbid. For example, says the Be'iri, he gives a nice psychological reason, meaning a practical psychological reason. Psychological reason based on a hard fact. He says, says, of course she's not Makbid, because you don't have to give it to the Shlech Ravah in front of Edom. Okay, that's his assumption, that you don't have to give it to the Shlech Ravah in front of Edom. And if you grant that assumption, you have to give it in front of Edom. She's not Makbid, and something doesn't happen in front of Edom, because it doesn't get publicized, so the whole Edom doesn't apply. So you have to give A, so if so, why is there no Kapeta? So you have to give a psychological chiluk of how it's different than Kabbalah, such as the Meiri in his first answer. It's not Bifnei Eidim, and therefore if it's not Bifnei Eidim, then obviously people aren't Makbid on things that don't necessarily happen, but they could be. Who knows? But it doesn't happen in front of Eidim, then some of people aren't Makbid. Another such explanation is the Ran. The Ran doesn't say terribly much, but what all the Ran says is, give me a second here. Since she's not miscarriageous immediately when he receives it, she's not Makbid. Okay, somehow, since just the gears didn't howl yet, therefore I guess it doesn't make such a scene, and she is not Makbid, says the Ran. Okay, because Ain. Since Ain Hagirashit Colin Migad, then she's not Makbid. The Magen Mishnah also gives a psychological explanation, says the Magen Mishnah, although I don't understand it. Says the Magen Mishnah. He says, V'atam l'dina Mishnah, what's the reason? He says he's offending the Rav. The reason is not because there's no such thing as Shlech Lavan, and it's really Shlech Lavan. Really, it's her Shliach. So what the reason she's not Makbid? Maybe someone else here understands what he means. Maybe someone in the Masifta understands what he means. Lefishi miskareshes bagasi get the yada feel about korcha. She's miskareshes when they get reached her hands, even bal korcha. It came and she mikabalato. Since she accepts it, afilu idiom makom acher kosher. Even if he brought it from someplace else, it is kosher. She's miskareshes when it comes to her, even bal korcha. Since she accepts it, even if he brought it from someplace else, it is kosher. Not sure exactly. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Since she's divorced, even Bal Karcha,
there's nothing she can do once again.
No, just the Chachana. Even though she's divorced Bal Karcha, which makes her slip in Kabbalah, it's a real Kapeda. I'm not sure exactly what he means. I don't know. I haven't seen people discuss it. Maybe it's just not considered important enough. Maybe I'm the only one. Either I'm the only one that doesn't master what he means, or just people didn't want to make a deal with it. But he somehow gives some psychological explanation as to why this means. However,
she accepts it, yeah, she doesn't have to accept it.
That since she accepts the get from him, that show, what does he mean in the beginning of his words? It's like, oh, what does he mean when he starts by saying, Lafishis miskareshes bahagos haget liyoda afilu balkar. She's miskareshes when they get reached her hand balkar. What does that have to do with this? I see, if you just read the end, you say, since in the end she was happy to take the get from him. Therefore, that she did not have a kveda, because she wouldn't have accepted a get from him if she had a kveda. Although I just don't understand the first half of the sentence.
Because the concept of Bal Karcha,
And like you say, the father says he can sell his daughter. He can do whatever he wants because he could do that. And also, since the Baal could be Baal Karsa, he can do whatever he wants and he could make it happen wherever he wants. And she accepts that, and he's going to do whatever
he
wants.
But that's the sort of less which the Kabbalah. I was like, that's not the sort of Kabbalah. She does have to pay that. You know, the Baal can do whatever he wants.
No, she has to pay it, but it's limited.
Okay, maybe that limited pay does. So, okay, maybe means, maybe what the Magid Mishnah means is that since it's Baal Karka, she has a little luck with paid that. Since she's the Kabbalah in the end, Igloy knows that she never really had a paid on. Okay, could be. Kavan. The Kibla Haget. Imenu. Igloy Milsa. Shelo Ipida. Could be. I mean, I guess, again, this would be assuming she knew where he received it, except the get, but I'm not sure. However, what's funny is that it seems that the Rama himself, and the Rama points this out in his first approach to the second approach, very good, is there's another option. The other option is that is this Mishnah Araya for the Rambam or Araya against the Rambam? Shlech Baba. So you could take it as Araya against the Rambam. Look, you have to go over the answers to defend the Rambam. It works smoothly, not like the Rambam. Interesting, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, they know it's Araya for the Rambam because part of this side, it's so posh that the Mishnah shouldn't even have said it. The fact the Mishnah said it means it has to be a Kiddush of coming up with an answer, which shows like that. Okay? I don't think I'm convinced either way. You know, sometimes not everything Mishnah says, you know, how much of a Kiddush it is. Anyway, it could be that for the Rambam, maybe we should take the other answer. And the Hanami, there is Peda. There is Peda by Shlech Bava and the Rambam. I mean, if there's anyone who thinks there is Peda by Shlech Bava, it should be the Rambam. See, old Shlech Bava is for Shlech. And maybe it doesn't have any psychological answers. Maybe he thinks it really is Peda by Shlech Bava. Oh, that's the Mishnah. So interestingly, what different Gersa do the Rambam have in the Mishnah than we have? No. You're thinking of the next Mishnah.
Oh. Okay.
And that's only a theory. That's a speculation the Rambam had a different Gersa. What different Gersa do the Rambam have in this Mishnah than we have? So I don't have with me the Rambam Kafach Pirush Mishnayos, but if you look there, it has the Rambam's Gersa of the Mishnah. It doesn't work out of it. But the Rambam had a different Gersa of the Mishnah, and that's also the Gersa he has in the Mishnah Torah. What was the Rambam's Gersa in the Mishnah? The Rambam quotes this in the Mishnah Torah. He says, "V'chena isha sha'amr l'shluchis kabel gitid makam ploni v'kibbel of makam achar eino get." That's literally kabel, like the Chachamim. "Habil gitid l'makam ploni v'vilo l'makam achar kashen." What did the Rambam have a Gersa different than we have printed in front of us? He has lim makam ploni, not mi makam ploni. The Rambam has lim makam ploni, not mi makam ploni. Right? That is very different. I mean, the Rambam had a different Gersa than Mishnah, and okay, if you go and check in the Kafak Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam's Mishnah had the Gersa lim makam. The Rambam was quoting Mishnah Torah. He wasn't rewriting the Mishnah. That was his Gersa in the Mishnah. His Gersa in the Mishnah had lim makam ploni, not mi makam ploni. What's the difference? I mean, the difference in mi makam ploni is where he got the get from the husband. Lim makam ploni is where he brings it back to her, right? Shlech Bava, I mean, two steps. Much like Malachi, to get her from the husband according to the wife. Says the Magid Mishnah, he says, oh, but it really makes no difference. Lim makam, mi makam, they're two different scenarios. It's a general thing of Shlech Bava. However, the Pashas in the Rambam, I think, and I did see this with the Rav explained in his first shot in the Shura, but I think Pashas shot in the Rambam, is that maybe the Rambam's different Gersas L'shitase. What does the Rambam think? The Rambam thinks, in the Gersas HaRambam, not like the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah wants to launch myself, right? He is, he thinks he's the Bnei Moshe and the Korban Hamida. Homogenize everyone. The Rambam had a different Gersa, which is a different scenario, but he also agrees to the scenario of the Amishim. He just says all scenarios are equal. Limakom, same thing. But maybe the Rambam was Dafka. maybe the Gersas Haran is me Makom Plomi. Maybe it's Peda. Only Limakom Plomi, the Mishnah says, is not Peda. What's the difference between them? Limakom Plomi is obviously not Peda. Why is Limakom Plomi obviously not Peda? Because he says, she says, bring me back the get to Detroit. He brings her back the get to Cleveland. Okay, but she's there taking the get from him in Cleveland. Obviously, it's not paid up. Limbaugh was obviously not paid up because she's present. And if she's agreeing, she's agreeing. I mean, nothing to do. Like, oh, must be Glenn Mills, my friend. That it's obvious. No one would argue on the idea that Limbaugh Plony is not paid up, right? If I say to you, come meet me, you know, on Fifth Avenue, and you meet me on Sixth Avenue, and I say, fine, obviously it's not Canada because I was there, it was okay with me. So this is, says, should, because she is there and agrees. And, but maybe me, Marco Ploni, which is interesting. Lynn Marco Ploni is not interesting. Everyone knows that Peter's barely home. It's the interesting case is Mima Kaploni when the person's not there. Maybe the Rambam has Shitas Yachid against all the Rishonim on both sides. Against Rishonim trying to defend him and Rishonim trying to back him. Against everyone. He says it is Peda. Why? Leshitase Tishliach Lehavaa Ushliach Hanisha. Only Tabertin. Maybe the Rambam just doesn't want to give some fancy explanation in psychology. It's different. No, he actually thinks that Shliach Le'Havah is the same as Shliach Le'Kabbalah, since it's her Shliach, and we hold like the Chachamim, it's a Kneda. Oh, why did the Mishnah say it's not a Kneda? The Mishnah didn't mean this case of all. The Mishnah spent a trivial case of limbo, where it's not a Kneda because she's there, but everyone's else there. It's not a Kneda. Both are cool about it. They are like, great, it's not a Kneda. So I think Lani is Daiti. I think it's not coincidence. Everyone else thinks it's coincidence. They say either the Rambam's wrong, so we don't care, or the Rambam's right, but we have a better answer. But I don't think you need a better answer than the Rambam. The Rambam has no answer to the Kash on him. The Kash on him is a Shlech Labos, a real Shlech Yishon. Why isn't there a Peda? The answer is there is Peda. The Mishnah was talking about something else. It was talking about Limakom Plomi. Got there, Lani is Daiti, and that's what the Rambam says in his first day up in the Shiurei Harav here. What? Then it shouldn't be safe for the Mishnah be Shita. You know what? Yes, and we'll figure out an answer to it. The Rambam has a gears in the Mishnah. Even if you say the Rambam meant Sol Shita Labdaka, still is in the Mishnah Shita. Okay, so the answer is who knows? Maybe parallel, you know, Shari Tabor's blown it out. It's a gosh of the Mishnah, correct, in the Rambam's gears. I don't think the Rambam changed the gears. That was the gears he had. Okay, fine. Let's go on to the next Mishnah then. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is supposed to be just a nafkamina of the previous Mishnah, right? Because, oh, this maybe this of two Mishnahs ago, or whatever, however many. If she says to the boss, she's not divorced until it gets her hand. So if she's a bossy straw married to a going, she's keeping the truma until it gets her hand. She's not divorced. She says, Iskabel, she can't be truma right away because as soon as it reaches the hand of the shliach kabbalah, she's divorced, so she has no idea when that is. So she cannot eat truma right away. Iskabel, Gidi, Makam, Plomi. Okay, truma, she again. What if she says, Iskabel, Gidi, Makam, Plomi? This is the Chachamim. Talking at this point, so the Chacham holds is Kpeda. So if she says Kabbali Gidi Makom Plomi, it's Kpeda, only Makom Plomi. Let's say she says Kabbali Gidi someplace that's 10 hours away, then obviously she can eat Shurim for the next 10 hours because any place else it wouldn't be Chal, because it's Kpeda for the Chacham. So it says, now there's a million different results here. She gets Shliach also Makom, she gets also Makom, she gets also Makom, but everyone agrees that what it means practically is, if it, give me a second, if it's a 10-hour journey, she can eat truma for 10 hours. Right, there are even fancier gersos here if you're looking at the source of shas, but everyone agrees what it means practically. If she says, accept my get for me 10 hours away from here, if she's in Yerushalayim, says, accept my get for me in Kiryat Shmona, then she can eat truma for the next 3 hours because you can't get this Kiryat Shmona in less than 3 hours. Rebbe Yehuda's are Oser Miyad, but she does say he'll stop the Kiddush of Bar Mok. Therefore, she might receive the get as soon as she leaves, and she might receive the get as soon as he leaves her eyesight.
Is a wife eating truma of her husband Rabbana or the Raisa?
The Raisa. Okay. Now the Gemara just asks a question based on one word in the Mishnah. What one word in the Mishnah would we have written differently? Man, I would have said, Ochelas Betruma Achid Yeshliach Lo Osoma. Right? How long it takes the Shliach to get to that place? What? No, because we don't know that it's the Skabo. No cell phones or telegrams.
So, but isn't that part of the stipulation that she has to be received to the place?
Yeah. But what is, but practically, oh, she just, we don't know. It's from Kabbalah Shiakia. But why does Yagia get Lo Osomako instead of Yagia Shliach Lo Osomako? Should have said Yagia Shliach Lo Osomako. What do Yagia get Lo Osomako? I mean, obviously, as soon as the Shliach gets to that place, we don't know where the get is now, right? He might receive the get there. But it's not her, she didn't send the get, she sent the Shliach. So therefore, the Gemara says, Vigita Miyahavi, the Gemara learns, okay, there's like a line before this that goes without saying, that what do we mean? Some people have this Girsa in the Mishnah. If you look in the source of Shas, some Girsos in the Mishnah actually have the phrase, let me find it. It's Vikita Wakam Akhir, says the Yoyim. That it means that even if you receive it someplace else, as long as he goes to Makam Plumi, it's okay. Our mission is a big chiddush. Hashas, they didn't have that in the mission. It was just the word get. The get has to get to Makam Plumi. Meaning, if I say, it's got to get in Kiryat Shmona. He doesn't actually have to receive the get in Kiryat Shmona to book the white words. He just has to receive the get and go to Kiryat Shmona. Yagi get also Makam. He can receive the get in Afula, and then drive to Kiryat Shmona, and then it'll be a valid divorce. The Gemara says, "Vigita Miyahavi." Really, it's a valid if he receives. It's not that he has to receive it where she says. He can receive it anywhere, and then just have to go where she says. Really, that's valid. I'm a Rishon Lo Vigita. In the Risha, previous mission, we said if he doesn't receive in the right place, it's not a get. It's very strange. And the Gemara admits, you're right. If it had said the Lashon said in our Mishnah, if she had said "Iskabli Git Bokum Tzomri," she means "Iskabli." Only no ifs and buts. Rather, our mission is discussing weird kemta. The Amrli Skabli Gita Machasya Zim and Mashtachas Le Bavel. She says this weird in between language. Accept the get from me in Masa Machasya, but my husband might be in Bavel. Bavel here meaning not the country Bavel, but the city Bavel, right? The country Bavel was actually named after the city Bavel. First there was a city Bavel, and then there came to be a country Bavel named after it. Sure, there are probably other examples like that in the world. I'm not such a history buff, I don't know. But in any case, I'm fairly certain the city bubble came first. So, and most places in Shas bubble in the country, but there are many places where Bavel the city or district. So what? That's a funny lashon. You must accept it in this place, but my husband might be someplace else. What did she mean by this in-between lashon? So therefore, she must have meant something in between. You can take it from wherever you want, because I said he might be elsewhere. So then why I say Skabal Masmachasya? Meaning, if she had just met Mari Malcolm, she would have said, look for my husband, Mashkachaslay, Ope Masmachasya, Ope Bavel. If she had been Makam Gami, she would have just said Masmachasya, tough luck on Bavel. So obviously, what she meant is that you can take it from anywhere, but what happened to Masal Masmachasya? Why she meant this, I have no idea. It doesn't always have to be such a could just be a weird case. People are weird sometimes. Anyway, she made a specific stipulation. He can take it from anywhere, but it's not how until you get the Mas Machasya, and that's the Doyik of the Mishnah. Actually, he gets the Osamakom, she's doing, he can take it from the husband wherever, but she's only divorced when he gets the Osamakom. Here is a peculiar thing. The Rif and the Rambam leave out, I don't have an Einfall about this. Because I did look up in the Kaf Akbiris precisely with Rambam's Girsas. And he has our Girsa. Here are the Rambam's not going to help us, the Rambam's Girsa. The Rambam there leaves out Lagamri. They just quote the Mishnah that says, if she says this, gobbly jiti, the Rif just quotes the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is making all kinds of chidushim. And the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah without this whole thing. The Rambam says, if she said his kabbali b'makom ploni, then she can eat truma until he gets the makom ploni. Without any of this, get the makom ploni, and Hilchas Gerushin just mentioned, the Rif and the Rambam leave this out entirely. Very strangely, why do the Rif and the Rambam leave this out entirely? They just leave out this whole portion of the Gemara. I don't have a great explanation. I can think of two things. Number one, if we look in the Rid here, the Rid has, first of all, he has a skabli git makom ploni ochelos betruma achi yagil oso makom. He doesn't have the word get oso makom. According to him, there's no diok in the Mishnah in the first place. There's nothing strange in the Mishnah. Achi yagil apash achi yagil shliach. Right? So he doesn't have this diok in the first place. Then he says, perish. They came in a couple of makom, pay to have you come letter makom akrolo vikita. He explains, not like this Gemara. He says, no, it's a pay. He has to receive makom ploni. If he does receive makom ploni, it's no good. Right? He has a different gears in the Gemara and skips our different gears in the Mishnah and skips our entire Gemara. And maybe, and this is, you know, the Achronim are just left to speculate on the Rambam here. I put a few Achronim here. And the Chidushim Ariach on the Mishnayos says maybe the Rambam and Rif just had a different Gersa. The Rif seems to have had a different Gersa. It's funny, we don't have any record of that other Gersa, not even the Rambam's own Mishnah. So maybe they had a different Gersa. Maybe the Rif is evidence of a different Gersa. That's one possibility. The other possibility, which is super dark, and I'm not willing to swallow, is the Rambam says, the Rambam really meant what it says in our Gemara. When the Rambam wrote, what did the Rambam write? I'll read you what he wrote. V'im amrli kabali gidim makom ploni, eina asura chiyagia shliach lo so makom. What he meant was, achiyagia shliach received the get elsewhere and brings the get to oso makom. And even though he didn't say any, in this case, anyone helped the Gemara, so that's what he meant. So Lanias Daiti, you could say they had a different Gersa, and maybe the Rid is evidence of a different Gersa, but I don't have good grounds for that. You could say the Rambam really meant everything it says in our Gemara without saying it, which the Vaz says, which to me is not really Kabbalah. My report doesn't say that way. I think the most Pashtun shot on the Rid for the Rambam might be that the most Pashtun shot on the Rid for the Rambam might be that they read our Gemara, but our Gemara was such a weird case that will never have been. That therefore, they just skipped our Gemara, not to argue in our Gemara. They admit our Gemara is right in that weird case, which is hinted at in Mishnah. But the Rambam will bring a Pashtun case because they don't think this will ever happen. Does the Rambam always skip weird cases? Sometimes he does. The Rambam would have to admit it. You said the Lashon Hara Gemara is not a case. As you said, get into Masa B'chassid, he might be above. Obviously, you meant to say, I don't have to take that. Right? The Rambam just doesn't deal with this weird Eichitemtzi. The Gemara puts a weirdo Kimta of Eichitemtzi. It's not a finish that if you say he's in between Lashon, exactly what you mean by it.
What's
that
mean? So,
that's okay, I know, we can argue about it later. L'maisa, it's a bit of a mystery why the Rambam and the Rif leave it out, and the Rif even, like, reads our Mishnah. Reads our Mishnah not that way. Either there's another Gersa floating around, which is why the Rid doesn't just leave it out. He actually reads the Mishnah as saying that it is Veda and the Shliach has to receive his Makom Ploni against her. So maybe they had another Gersa. Maybe they really meant our whole Gemara, just thought we would understand it from their words without telling us. The Rambam, which is super dachuk. Or maybe they just skipped it because they thought it was too weird of an Okimta. It's true. But since it will never happen, he skipped it and brought a simpler case instead, which is the other Dea in the Achronim. In any case, where the Rishonim are Oseg, the Rishonim are not Oseg with the Rambam and Rif leaving the sentence. It doesn't bother them. First person it bothered was the Tosfos Yomtiv on the Mishnayos. I don't know if you have anything smarter than that in the Sifta. The Rishonim are bothered by Tosfos' question, which is, how does this work? Which is, no, I look, it would be nice if for some reason the Rav of the Rif actually held that the halacha said in our Gemara was not true for some reason. But I think it's unlikely, you know, and they have to see elsewhere. So I'm like, I think either they had a different Gersa, but it would be funny if a different Gersa that just skips like a whole six lines of Gemara. Yeah, that would be a funny different Gersa. They just skip six lines of Gemara. Or they just left it out because it was too weird and they decided to talk about something more simple instead. And they say that's true in this word case. Well, we're not bothering to discuss this word case. Anyway, like, the Rishonim are bothered by a halachic point, which is, how does it work if she says, accept it in Babel, but you're not, I'm not divorced till you get to Masa Mechasya, right? They say, it's Tezos, and you're told her, Me'ena wrote, she get a Masa Mechasya, Gam she get a Masa Mechasya, lo you get, Me'ena Mechabal, Shom Yad Abal, how we go to the getting of the Karka. There's no Messina's get, says Tosos. There's no Messina. When he gives it to the Shliach in Bavel, that's not Messina, because she's not willing for him to slip the Kabbalah there. So he just gave it to a stranger. When he turns it into a Shliach, when there's a Messina, there's no Shliach in the Kabbalah, so it's a Messina to a stranger. And when he turns it into a Shliach in the Kabbalah, then there's no Messina. So how is she divorced? How does the trick work? Tosos has two answers. His first answer is, he says you have to add a lot of details. The guy went to the husband. He said, your wife made me a shliach lekabala, but only a masa machasya. So the husband says, okay, in that case, be my shliach la'olacha to bring it to Masa Mechasya and give it to someone else, and let this someone else, because you can't even say be my shliach la'olacha until you get to Masa Mechasya and then turn into my wife shliach la'kabbalah, like she said, because that's called l'chazor shliach la'kabbalah. You can't turn into. So rather, you have to make the same work in the Daf Chav Daled. He said to her, he said to the shliach, be my shliach la'olacha to Masa Mechasya, then appoint another shliach la'olacha, and then it'll be chazor shliach la'kabbalah, and then act as the shliach la'kabbalah you're appointed to, and receive it from the shliach la'olacha. Okay, I think this is an ironclad that works the lach far earlier, just adding a lot to the.
Can you explain it as you spoke to our there? I mean, this halacha, then it's another person, because it has to be closer. But can we explain it as shliach la'olacha for the woman, and it's shliach la'olacha?
Okay, so we can. It never, but why would Tosos not explain it that way? Tosos doesn't hold the shliach la'olacha.
Yeah, but you might not.
Right. But if Tosos doesn't hold the shliach la'olacha, but if you held the shliach la'olacha,
it would make more sense also, because shliach
la'olacha. Okay. So what Yehuda says is that if you hold them, you admit that's only if you hold the shliach la'olacha. If you hold the shliach la'olacha, it's no problem. She says, be my shliach la'olacha until Masa Mechasya, then turn into shliach la'olacha. Turning from one shliach to another, isn't that a problem of chazor shliach la'olacha? No. Turning from one side shliach to the other side shliach is the problem of chazor shliach la'olacha. Turning from the woman shliach la'olacha to the woman shliach la'olacha, it's not a problem of chazor shliach la'olacha. It's the woman shliach both times. It's okay if you can return from my shliach to my shliach. It's only not okay if you return from his shliach to my shliach. So that's basically what the Rishonim write here. If you hold from shliach la'olacha, as a matter of fact, if you look in the Lashon of the Ramban here, he first quotes Tosos, which I haven't finished reading. It says, "V'ain tzarch l'kach el mishar v'shona shliach la'haba." So shliach la'haba in the beginning. If you mark the mas mechas, you shliach la'kabbalah. Shari isha also shliach la'haba la'kabbalah. V'haba la'olacha bilvad. Right. This is where the Ramban is agreeing with the Ramban. I think we mentioned earlier. He said, the Ramban and Daf Samechei who agrees with the Rambam. This is why. Because how does this work? Meaning, how does it work? We say, Gita lohavi adamatis lamasa machasya. Gita lohavi adamatit lemata machasya. How does that work? Lefi vitsat shlich lava, it really works fine. Right? Which is what the Ramban here points out. That's his maskana, tzorach l'kach. He doesn't need Tosos. And that's what the Rashba says in his first day, and many other Rishonim point out that if you hold from shliach lava, it is not a problem. The Ran also says basically the same thing as the Ramban here. And the Ritva brings down and says, yeah, nice shot, but I'm not a whole slip of all. I'm not a Ramanist here, so I can't. I mean, usually Shlich Lavav brings it to her to do the Kabbalah, right? Here, he's bringing it to himself to finish to do the Kabbalah. So, really, usually Shlich Lavav, you mean Shlich Lavav bring it to me, I'm the woman, and I'll receive it. Here, you bring the Lavav, bring it to yourself as me and receive it. But it's just putting the Lego blocks together a little differently. You're saying, you don't need any new building blocks, right? So says the Ramban, Rashba, Iran. Lederef Haram Bamicha. They don't say the words Rambam here. Some of them do. Because he's a shliach lehadva'a ad masa machasya. Ba'az shliach lekabala. And it's no problem. The chosu shliach is a ba'al. It's just for the same boss. The same shaliach. Both, it's the same shaliach. Meaning, you don't like the wrong, it's a problem. Then you're shaliach, well, Lacha turns to Kabbalah, which is a problem. Right? What if you don't like the Rama? Tosos here is obviously not a Rambamist. So if you don't like the Rama, then you have two options. One option is, basically, there are three options what he is from Bagel to Maslachasya. The three options are the only three shaliach we've heard of. Kabbalah, Halacha, and Kabbalah. Meaning, there aren't any other options. Those are the only animals I know of in our text. So you could be Shlech Lahava meanwhile, or you could be Shlech Lahava. And this is Tosfos, right? In his first day, which is also quoted by Old Rishonim. I'm not going to make the list of everyone who quotes Tosfos. So, anyway, Tosfos in his first day, he says, Shliach leholacha ad masa machasya, but then he has to be awkward and add in a big old kipta. Is it the end of the world? Is that the end of the world? Maybe more should attend. So, but you never know. Ba'az memane shliach ad memane shliach sheni leholacha, right? And becomes a shlich lekabal, then it's no problem because a shlich lekabal, because when he appoints the other guy, he's now chazer lekabal, and he has a recess. Before, he has a recess in between being a shlich lekabal and a shlich lekabal. Just have to add, not just add the conceptual definition, you have to actually add another physical transfer, which is why maybe Tos not totally satisfied here. Obviously, the last possibility is Kabbalah, you're shlich lekabal the whole time. And that is Tosos. In the second day of the Tosos Rosh, only has this day, and the Rosh, but also likes this day and says it, very memorably. He says that Kabbalah Arichta, the Rosh and the Tosos Rosh say the word Kabbalah Arichta. They say Kabbalah Arichta. And what do they say? Hold it, if you just lived in a ball the whole time, why isn't she the worst in Babel? So, Tosa says, in the second day, Inami, Bibava, Masmachasia, by Kosh lived in a ball, she lived in a ball the whole time. Babi Komer, the Isha, Reza, Gita, will discard Shibar, the Acherlamet, Yo. It's like in the late Chalos, there is such thing as, Reza, Gita, will discard Shibar, the Acherlamet, Yo. That's a concept of finding Shas, Rana, by Kiddush, also in the third parent. Hari, Eva, Kiddush, Sliva, Acherlamet, Yo. So basically, it's a slip like a ball with a delayed Chalos. Right? It's a shliach lekabbalah with a delayed halos, but instead of delaying the halos by time, this is your get after lamid yom, the halos is delayed by space. This is your get achar sheyagia le masa mechasya.
Okay, to support that Tosfos Rosh is seen a little bit differently. They seem, one of the things Tosfos seems to be saying over here, that it's meaning, what he says at the end, is it's not even, it almost sounds like the husband is giving it a snob. He's giving it with the snob, it's a shlech kabbalah giving it to people only call it there. But Tosfos Rosh seems to be saying, it's a kabbalah rechta, that she's doing it from the beginning, meaning she stipulates that it's not going to be called to that place. he's not active at all. He's just
right. Although the next word in the Tosfos Rush confuses us a bit, because the next word in the Tosfos Rush says, "Va'adaiti dehachi knows the law gamhu." That's also the husband's dad. So you wonder if he's like going back to that point. But this is, who was pointing out the Imre Moshe's kasha? The Imre Moshe, the Imre Moshe analyzes here. He says, hold on a second. What right does she have to delay the chalos? Anisha is mistaken to Bal Karcha. She can make herself, she can make herself Kabbalah, she can't make herself Kabbalah. She wants to say herself Kabbalah, fine. She wants to say not herself Kabbalah, also fine. But what right does she have to delay the chalos? I understand. If the husband went over to her and said, Hariza Gifech, put in her hand, could she say, yes, but Lacher Lamed? No. She's Mizgaris Bal Karcha. Only he can say Lacher Lamed, not her. There's not Kedushin where either one of them could make it fine. So what right? But this is the question. What right does she have to delay the halos? And here we have two possibilities. What the Pasha Pshat and Tosos, and maybe that's even Tosos Rush means, though it doesn't sound like the beginning of his words in the end, that maybe Tosos in the context said, it's not really her delaying the halos, it's him delaying the halos. It's him delaying the halos. After all, the first part was clearly him making the Shlech Lalacha. And maybe he meant what the Tosos Rush goes in at the end. He says, she sends the Shlech, so he goes to the Baal and says, I'm a Shlech Lekabbalah, but you should know I'm only Shlech Lekabbalah to take it from me now and be divorced when I get the Masa Machatz, yeah? And the husband says, okay, fine. When he says, okay, fine, then what he's saying is, I am now divorcing you, La'achar Lamed, La'achar Shigel Masa Machatzia. So maybe you could say, is that the really, the husband agrees, you have to say he knows, and it's really his stipulation. She's rather suggesting to her husband, I would like you to give this get to this fellow as a Shlech Kabbalah to be chal after he gets Mas Machasya, and the husband agrees. And if you say, why, who says that she's suggesting to your husband? Well, the first answer is also she's suggesting to her husband. So you could say it's really the husband doing it, even though from Tosos, it's not 100% clear. From the Rashi, it's for sure not clear. Morty?
He's agreeing.
And he fills in that he's agreeing, correct. However, the Tosos, he compares it to, he has a certain context, perhaps. The Rashi, what does he say? Kabbalah, Arichta, the Hachikar, Mele, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, Tidor, Kabbalah, Tabas, and Mas, Machasya. And it's like a reason Gita will discuss with Akhi Yahweh. They could say this what they all mean. Every could say, but the Emre Moshe says a little differently. Says the Emre Moshe. And here, yeah?
The same way that the Baal can make it not to be the Emre Moshe. But we can also make it not to be the Emre Moshe.
But we know she can't, because if the husband is more correct, she can't. How can she make it tzna? But either it's a shlech, but
make it
tzna. I'm a man your shlech like Kabbalah. I'll deny that. But here it's funny. Either say I'll deny. I'm a man your shlech Kabbalah only if the husband gives you nicely, not a dust, etc. Like a condition. That's a condition, not a stipulation, right?
Right.
Once she makes a shlech like Kabbalah, already she has the right to stipulate. You know what? This ties into a Hakira we said a little earlier. Remember when we had the Hakira of the Tosos Rush and Kedushin and Aleph, who can ever forget the rest of your life? You know, someday when you're, someday when some of you are 90 years old and some of you are 60 years old, I'm going to come over to you and say, remember that Tosfos Rush in Kedushin Afrem Aleph? And I'm going to expect the right answer. And I can say everything we have heard, to be frank, realistic. I do have a Masorah from my Rebbe of Rosenzweig that no one could ever possibly forget a Shita of one of the Rishonim anywhere in Shas unless they didn't really appreciate it at the time. Okay, I'm not going that far. Okay, so anyway, what was the Tosos Rush in Yidushin Afim Aleph? And this, you weren't meaning to say all this. You might or might not like it, you might or might not think it's necessary. But there's Tosos Rush. You know why you need a Bashalach Bashalcha? Why do you need another marker that the woman makes a shliach for the get? Isn't the marker of the husband good enough? After all, if we learn from the husband making a get to call Tarkula, why can we learn from the wife making it? And he said, no, because the wife's Baal Karcha, she doesn't really have bailus over this. She's not really doing anything, and therefore, misvarish, she would have no right to make a shliach. So, kamashalon. So we've been really pushing the agenda, including in the last year. The kamashalon is that it's not that she doesn't have any bailus over this, but nonetheless, she can make a different kind of shliach than normal shliach. Normal shliach with his handing over. Here she has no authority whatsoever. She can get a different kind of shliach, which is like expanding her yacht. But maybe the kamashalon is different. Maybe the kamashalon is that, you know what? When she makes a shliach with Kabbalah, then all of a sudden she's a bailus on this gerushin. If she receives the get personally, then she's receiving the get actively as an object of the gerushin. But if she makes a shliach with Kabbalah, then it's already, it's a mutual deal between them.
Maybe you need a run here.
No, it's not the same criteria based on Tosfos Rosh. Maybe you can see when she makes a shliach with Kabbalah, she has a different status. She already has bailus over this chalos. In which case, this would make perfect sense. She has bailus over this chalos, so she makes a shliach with Kabbalah. That would be a big fish and not be a rainbow fish. Right? You could say a big fish. You could say a big fish that when she makes a shliach l'kabbalah, she has bailus over the gerushin, or at least over the gerushin, as long as it's done for a shliach l'kabbalah. When she, I mean, just the opposite. When the Torah gives her right to make shliach l'kabbalah, she must have bailus over this track of gerushin, which case she can make a time bet and stipulation after lavin. The Imri Moshe does it the other way. The Imri Moshe is something very, he makes a brisker hakira. He says, when I say Gerushin la'achro lamed. What does Gerushin la'achro lamed mean? Does Gerushin la'achro lamed mean I'm doing a mighty Gerushin now, but I'm stippling the halom should be, which is probably what we might have thought. But he points out that it's not so pashut. I mean, after all, if I say to my wife, you know, hurry up, Gerushin la'achro lamed, and the get gets ripped up or burnt to the fire on the 29th day, she's not divorced. Like the get, not only that, if she loses the get, it's in the street or the forest, she's not divorced. Right? You mean the physical objects don't be there after the 30 days. Not only that, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that it's only considered a debur until 30 days, at the very least, when I tell the water in Kadesh about her lament. Then I can still back out of it, because it's just debur about the debur. I haven't done a mice yet. So says the Moshe, no, Gerish Ma'achar Lamed is not a Maisa now in a Chalos Leib. It's not a delayed Chalos. It's a delayed Maisa. What Gerish Ma'achar Lamed means is that you have the right to delay the Maisa, meaning to start the Maisa now and let it finish later. That's the Chiddush of Kenyan La'achar Lamed. The Chiddush of Kenyan La'achar Lamed is not that I can do a Maisa now or delayed Chalos. The Chiddush of Kenyan La'achar Lamed is that I can stretch out the Maisa. And I haven't even done the Maisa to La'achar Lamed, which is why. In now, okay, I mean, you can ask a lot of kashas on this, which is like if, and this true dinimon is also whatever, just l'achor lamed. If the physical thing is not there anymore, it doesn't work. The physical thing still has to be there, right? If I say bitonus to mashicha, l'achor lamed, it still has to be in your house. If I say, you know, kono b'shtar l'achor lamed, you still have to have the star in your hand, or at least in your possession somehow. If I say Kenyan Suter L'Achor Lamed, it just doesn't work because the Suter is, you're no longer have the Suter L'Achor Lamed. Unless you keep the Suter for a long time, perhaps, etc. So therefore, he says, if it's a din in the Maisa, not in the Chalos, then we understand she's sending him through a Maisa, Kabbalah. She says, I'm not sending you over to the Maisa, Kabbalah. I'm sending you to an extended Maisa, Kabbalah. She, and apparently, she has no power over the Chalos, whether it's Chal or not. It's called Karcha. But she's sending him to a Maisa, and that's a Skesh. The Imre Moshe finishes that L'Achor Lamed is not, and that's literally Kabbalah Arichta, is not a delayed Chalos, but rather an extended Maisa. And if it's an extended Maisa, she does have control of her Maisa, she don't undo. She can pay attention to a Maisa of accepting Maisa of Knesset, a Maisa of accepting Bavel, a Maisa of accepting it sitting down, a Maisa of accepting it standing up, a Maisa of accepting a get for 30 days. And it's a 30-day long accepting of the get. And that's why she's allowed to make Bachar Lamed, because she's allowed to tell what Maisa to do, but she has no control over the Kalos. That's the big Kiddush Dei Moshe, which is a fundamental Hakira, the idea of King Bachar Lamed. Which is really, it's not our topic, meaning just want to get through their shoulders, the Gemara here. But this is the like big talker about Kinyan Lachar Lamed. What is the Kinyan Lachar Lamed? Is it like Kalos or an extend or stretched out Maisa? Says the Mimosa, stretch out Maisa. And this is one of his rayas for his approach. Okay.
Does that change the whole last cigarette? Is she like a ball? Depending on our situation about where they're getting
it. Yeah,
Maisa. He explained all things about Kalos. It's not even about Bachman. It's about like it doesn't find call. Like it means
yeah. It's someone saying a same Bachman. Are you saying you missed that? Please. Okay, Chaim, when you get a chance, Yoni.
The rabbi is more than the priest. The rabbi says, "Really, cut all the other yodos yodah." Tell Shishni Rosh for the entire Talmudic.
Ah, that is true. I was wondering what's doing that. The rabbi really makes it sound like she had the right to make it tonight. On the chalos, and maybe the rod would fit, this would fit the lashon of the, maybe the lashon of the rod would sound more like that, that's true, and this would fit the lashon of Kabbalah Arichtav, because that's really what it sounds like. Kabbalah Arichtav means a long Kabbalah. Doesn't mean a delay. But it's a delay. No, because a delayed chalos is really a long mice and not a delayed chalos. And this would definitely fit the Lashon Tov instruction, though he doesn't sound that way at first, but he does say at the bottom of Ritz, right? And also the model of, that older Shonen use of, Hari Zekite, where the husband's talking, right? This would fit the model of Hari Zekite Nechuli, where the husband's talking. Okay, let's go to the next number then. I apologize. You're going to take the board again. I just added to it. Oh. Okay, continuing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Oser Yad, Pshita Daha Mari Mokum. Well, this is a classic Shita kind of question. There's no shot problem in the Mishnah. Agra, the Mishnah works so well. Rabbi Lazar says, if the woman sends him to Mikabah and Mokum clone, she does Oser Yad because he holds Mari Mokum, not Pinga. Obviously, he holds Mari Mokum. Why do you have to repeat the Shita of the previous Mishnah? Say, Lo Tzricha Nal the Chiddush. The Amr Leizil the Mizrach, the Isay, the Mizrach, the Ka'azal. She says, go to the east because he's in the east. And he goes to the west. Mahu the tema b'marav ha'lesa. That, in a phenomenon, the point is, she says, my husband's in the east. So you might have thought, he's in the east. So she does, she can eat truma for another 10 minutes, because the husband's in the east and he and they're in the west. And the husband's not in the west. Okay, there's different yourselves here. But the point is that just even if she says to him, my husband's in the east, nonetheless, we're choshesh that maybe when he was circumnavigating the city to go out, he went from the east to the west, and therefore he might meet the shliach right away. The yavli giving him the get. Next case, so Omer the Shluch Aravli, the Tamar Be'ir Lo Gurus, right? The guy says to the Shliach, make an Erev Tumen for me, right? Go, put the food, I don't even need a Tumen, if I want to walk 4,000 Amos on Shabbos, and I can only walk 2,000 Amos from my home, I make myself a virtual home, and I either stand when Shabbos starts at a certain point, and then I go back to my physical home, and now I can walk 4,000 Amos in that direction. 2,000 Amos to my Shabbos home and 2,000 more Amos, or just put food there when Shabbos starts, and that makes it my home. And I can send a shliach to put food there. So if I tell him, make an ear for me tomorrow, that he uses grogris, or grogris or ear a little bit tomorrow, right, dates and figs, similar things, but different species. Tani Chadi Rubeim, Tani Anakadi Rubeim, one Bryce says it's a kena, and it's not a good ear, the other Bryce says it's not a kena, it is a kena. No problem. This is just the same as Lozer, but Rabbanan say people are more locked in. and therefore you're also machbid. And Rav says people are not so machbid when they said mishliach. Therefore, he was not machbid. That ha Rabbi ha Rabban da Rikvedim ha Rabbi Lozer did not want Mary Machbid lo for answer. No ha ha Rabban tam bishalal tam bishal chaviro. No, they are both the Rabbanan, meaning normally there would be a Kveda, or normally there wouldn't be a Kveda. That's what the Rashi tells us here. They are both like the Rabbanan, but this is Shalom, and this is Shel Chaveiro. What does it mean, Shalom? What does it mean, Shel Chaveiro? There are a few pshatim here. There are two pshatim, which is which, right? You know what? I think I'm going to stretch out a little more here. Here is... Shalom and Shel Chaveiro says Rashi, which is Peda. Says Rashi, which is Peda. Shalom or Shel Chaveiro. Chaveiro is Peda, and Shalom is not. Chaveiro is Peda. Shalom is Bari Makom. And what is the logic? Shalom is Bari Makom because. Even the Rabbanan admit it's not a big deal. Like, get, there's the Indian Rashi said it was Yahizul of, etc. Yeah, who cares? Tamarim or Ta'inim? Who cares? Tamarim or Grogus? But his friend, what does he mean by his friend? Now you have to see what his friend means. His friend was that Yoav Lechagar Shusli would be Tamarim. His friend gave him permission to use his Tamarim. That's clearly Kveda. What's the deal from my friend? Right? And he says, Kveda, why Mar Makom? What's the Svara? Because it is insignificant. But Shachavir is Kveda because Nasan Lo Rishos for Min Echad. So my friend gave me Rishos for Min Echad, meaning a third party, right? A Adam Shlishi, a third party gave me Rishos for one thing. The third party gave me Rishos for one thing. Obviously, I'm not going to still be third party. Tosfos says the opposite. What does Tosfos say? That exactly. Mari Makom in Shel Chaveiro, but it's Kpeda Bishel Atmo. Why is it Kpeda Bishel Atmo? Because Tosfos says it is significant. After all, I have plans for my food, and even though theoretically, you know, like on Shabbos, I'm actually waste, but who knows what'll happen on Shabbos, and I can't bring it back to live for Shabbos, and in all likelihood, I'm sacrificing it, but I'll be able to need to. People care very much about, even though it's not as big a deal as the course, but people do care. It's not a Dover Shal Mabakach. The Russians don't seem to be arguing for their own, for, you know, what sort of the is the default that people care. Is the default that people care unless it really makes no difference? That's Tosfos. Or the default people don't care unless it's a big deal socially, like divorce. That's Rashi. So why is it Mary Malcolm from the friend? So what does Tosfos say the friend means? What? Exactly, not a third party friend, right? Is that the shliach is ma'arev beh hey rosav. Or it's how would I say it? Peiros Atzmo? Yeah. The Shlich married with his own Peiros. Then I'm saying not mocking. I tell you to go look at your community and you volunteer your own fruits. But I care which your fruits you use. That's obviously insignificant. It's your own fruits and I'm losing nothing, so what do I care? Tosos Rosh says a little differently. He's almost the same as Tosos. He says Shalom is paid up because it is significant. I mean, again, they argue what the bar of significance is, what the default of significance. While Chaveiro is Meir Makom, he just doesn't want to say Chaveiro is the Shliach. So rather, what does Tosfos Rosh say? Tosfos Rosh says that it's a third party. The third party gave me permission, but what did the third party give me permission to do? What does he say? Exactly. He says, Nasal Chavir Shoshar, payroll sub in general. Exactly. Adam Shlishi. Nasal Lo Rishos. Look, call payroll sub. And therefore, obviously, it makes no difference to me. If the third party gave me Rishos to use any of the spirits, why do I care which is the spirits? Okay. It works. Let's go. Let's continue to finish up. So,
what if he
says, it seems to me, where are you putting the fruit? He says, in the Shovach and the Migdal, right? Shovach is a dove coat, right? And like where the doves live. And a Migdal is, it doesn't really mean what we think of as a tower. You know, Kimigdal, Levid, Savarech, Banuin, the top Yot. Migdal means a closet. Most of the time in Chazal. I'm not saying can't ever mean a tower. But Migdal, Chazal, not in Tanakh. In Chazal, generally means a closet. What we call an Arun. So is it in the Shovech or the Migdal? The same two brisos. So according to, who was the first person? Rava, that makes sense. Yeah, to Rabban, sorry. But according to you, Hasam, my Shalom Shachavirito, according to you, how are you going to answer this? You think it's all Rabban. Then the no Shalom Shachavirito here, meaning, you know, it's l'chore obvious that it's not such a big deal. So the answer is Hasam, you can pay to mingle, pay to show back. He basically turns it into tomorrow in Brokers. It doesn't mean to put in the Shovech, it means to take payros from the Migdal or take payros from Shovech. You put payros from the Shovech, quite a few months too. And therefore, it's the exact same case. Okay, Binder, Mishnah. Omer, sorry, now I'm going to be serious, guy. Because you're losing the pairs. They're going twice. Who says who says they're still going to be there 25 hours later? Shabbos. Okay. They're in the shetach.
They call it hammer too. In a dump coat. Like it seems like you're creating an equipment that are really like very rare.
Okay. That happens in the Babylonian Talmud.
It was given to her, she had no choice in how she's going to come.
Ah, so, but no, because then that's the same as Detroit and Cleveland. She can't tell her husband, I'm only accepting in Detroit, not Cleveland. But she can tell the shliach, only do a mice of a couple in Detroit and not a mice of in Cleveland. So we already know she can tell the shliach, do this mice and not that mice.
Even though she
would have to receive the gap, whether Cleveland or Detroit, right? But when she wants shliach in Abolos, since the shliach do a mice, she can only make mishliach for a certain mice. Now, I admit it's a little bit of a fish. You could have said, no, she could only make a mishliach in certain circumstances, but you can't make a mishliach for certain mice. So you're right. He's assuming she can make a mishliach for a certain mice. He's assuming she can make a mishliach for a mice. And therefore, she's only making a mishliach for this mice and not that mice. You're right. That's a little bit of an assumption. It goes against maybe what we call the Rosh Mordechai, etc. But it's not so crazy. Okay. Viter, next Mishnah. Ha'orah kiss together to the Ishnu give shoot. And this now we move to the shoulders. Someone said kids would get a tune lishti. That's sort of classic. You don't need to say that. Yershua kiss geresu tnula harielu yichru liyendu. These are all the shonos that mean to give a get. Again, you have to be there at the time to fully appreciate it. Perhaps patruha parnesua asula kenimas asula karai lo amar klum. These things which you might have thought meant a get, but don't. Why? Because patruha Rashi says at least is. Loshon Ptur V'chova maybe means exempt her. How do you know it means to divorce her? Even though the Targum of Sefer Krisos is to get Pitorin, but maybe it means to exempt her. A lot of people want to be exempted for a lot of things. And Parnasua, who says Parnasua take care of her needs means let her get remarried. Maybe it means to give her money. And Asula Kenima, O Kechlo, how do you know it means the Nimas folk of the Torah Parshas Kesetze? Of the custom of Kate Priest of Nasbiganda, maybe means the Nimas and Chok of the Torah Parsha Mishpatam, share Susa Mahasa, giving her money. So therefore, this is not a valid Girish. Toner of Bali. Shilchua, Shivkua, Trachua, Arelu, Yithu, Yithu. These are all the shonos of unambiguous Girish. Patrua, Parnasua, Sulakanima, Sulakara, Ilo, Omar Klum. Tanya, Nasin Omer, Patrua, Dvar of Kayamin, Pitrua, Lo, Omar Klum, or the reverse. These are the kind of things that you know, the you can't trust the scribes on. You just have to look at them first. But there's a difference between Atrua and Itrua. As a matter of fact, Saul Ashkenazi says that it was all written, there's no difference here, Saul. It was all written by the scribes as the same way, Patrua and Patrua. It was just obvious that one was a Firith and one was a Patrua. So don't pay too much attention to the Gersa, we'll just pay attention to the Mefarsha. There's a difference between Patrua and Petrua. I'm a rubber, we know about Vlo, who died being Petrua. Since Rabbi Nassim was Babylonian, he was distinguishing Petrua and Patrua. But Tani Yon, our time, the Baris Rol was from Israel, Lo Di, Lo Diak. Okay, let's just finish reading the Gemara. Mahu, 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 Show me a chada, at least one of them we can answer. Tani, also look at us, also look at Nemos, also look at Roy, Lo Amar Klum, that was the price that we had earlier in this in this part of the Gemara. Or no, that's a That was Asla Kadas was not in the previous brisa, right? So this is a new brisa. Sorry. Okay. There's a bit of a debate. We're not going to enter now, but if you look in the Ravid, the Ravid on the Rif here, and the Ravid for some reason on the Rif talks a lot here. He says, really, all of these Lashonas are only if they were talking about divorce. Otherwise, you just have to say it very clearly. All the bios and the yeses and the nos are only if they were talking about divorce. Otherwise, there's no Havmina that it would be a valid Lashon. Not everyone agrees with this Ravid, the Magid Mishnah. If you want to look, in very base, Halacha Yod, he says, no, it depends which. Some of these are sort of objective, regardless of what you're talking about, and some of them are only in context. Okay, so we'll leave those details to, for now, we're not going to get into all the technical details now. The Magid Mishnah was in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, not Yud. He says, I found in the Ravid, Bani Omer, Balokasa, Vigai, Kali Garsha, Garis Garsha, Arim, Lodimir, and Garishin. Ma'lanu, so he says some of these Lashonos are clear, like Yerushua or something. You don't need deeper minion gears. Okay, the interesting part is, although the baffling part, is this Rabbi Nassim. What is Rabbi Nassim trying to say here? What's the difference between Itrua and Patrua? And what's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? All very mysterious. What's the difference between Petrua and Patrua is not 100% clear. Let's read Rashi, says Rashi. Rabbi Nassim Omer Petrua Tvar Kayamin Lashon Get Piturin. Right? How do we know, by the way, that a get is called a Get Piturin? A to the Targum Omtelus of the Kassel Sefer Krisos is Get Piturin. B, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, and this is Maisa Mechol Yom that we do in Bati Din nowadays. At the top of Ham and Bays, I'll just read it to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Redain, the Habi, Lichim, Yenoi, Sefer, Teruchin, the Gersh, Abuchin, Big Get, the Turin, the Mahakwas, Nathmachol, Var, Diyas, Savyan. Right, so it's called the Get. In the Get, we write the words Get, the Turin. And that's the Targum. So says Rashi, Pitru, Dvar, Payamin, Lashon, Get, Piturin, Kach, Shamati. Kach Shamati. So Pitrua is Lashon Get Piturin. That's Kach Shamati. Means we'll call it Rebosar Shal Rashi. Okay, so what's Patrua? So here, it's not so clear, but I think the way to read Rashi, you have to trace back. Rashi doesn't tell you, according to Rebbein, what Patrua is. Why? He's relying on what he already said. What did he say in the Mishnah? Patrua l'omar klum d'domo Lashon Ptur v'chobol. How can we allow chobol shechayem is to exempt her from chobos? So the Rebosar Rashi thinks Patrua is a Lashon of chobos, and Pitrua is a Lashon of divorce. And what does he say? The Lin Era Hafach, I think exactly the opposite. Patrua, which is Lashon Tzivoy, right? Patrusa, is Binyan Kaved. I don't think Rashi has the word Binyan Kaved. Kamo Shalchua, Kamo Dabru, or Shabru, Lashon Get Peturim. Shudadish, right? Meaning, right? Binyan Kaved, you give a dagish, right? Daber, etc. Pitchrua shabaloshon savahu rafi mo imru shilchu mikem. Right, when you use the and that is binyan kal shimu malachim apetur loshim ptur rechova di loshim ptur no lahagish patruha. Okay, so Rashi just thinks the opposite. So again, we have very the reason why these are such difficult machlokos in grammar. Why don't we just go back to our biblical grammar textbooks and work it out? Is because this, as Rashi will explain, this is all some pidgin mixture of Aramaic and Hebrew, which have slightly different rules of grammar. You never know what someone will come up with. So, but, and I don't have any, right? We have 12 minutes left. I know all this about this, but we're just going to try to shot in the Gemara. And what is Patruha and what is Pitruha? So the first appearance we have is Rabosa Shel Rashi, who say Patrua is Tur Mechovos, and Pitrua is Gebershit. And then we have Rashi himself, who says Patrua is Gebershit, and this is, what do you call it, Binyan Kavit? And Pitrua, right, Pio, right, that's what, Binyan Pio. Right.
In elementary school.
Too. Yes. Piel. Although Patrua. But Patrua is Piel, is it not? Even though, yeah, Dabru is Piel, even though Dav gets one of the Patach, that's a Piel. Go figure, right? But it's good, you know.
Oh,
anyway.
Rashi, it's...
Then you have Piel, as opposed to, don't be confused about what's actually here and what isn't. And this is Turmi Fovos, because this is Binyan Kal, and you do have that sometimes words might mean different things in the different Binyanim, right? Usually, Binyan Piel is just a more forceful form. Okay, that is Rashi. Who else's opinion? Do we see not that many people talk here, but Rashi is all about... Wait, Rashi, being Rashi, being is Rebbeim, but Sana Shava is, you know, when people say exactly the opposite, they're really saying the same shot, right? Exactly the opposite is the same shot, just the opposite. And that one root word means divorce, and one root word means
exemption.
It means exemption. The truth is, the Me'iri in his third daya is a Das Yochid. He says, what's the other option besides divorce? Except in Kobos. The Me'iri in his third day, Yesh Mepharshim, Pitru of Bechirech, Ha'peyu Lashon, Get, Chirech Ha'peyu Lashon, Get, Piturin, Lord Nasa, U'patru of Kathabay, Achu Lashon, Tziboy, Elashin Yano, Levaya, Muniftu of Hokulahem, escort her. Escort her. Which actually is much closer to divorce, because divorce means to send someone out. Right? I'm sending her out of my house. That's what I mean when I'm divorcing her. And to escort someone to send them out. Just one is a more forceful way of sending out to the other, etc. Says the Me'iri is structurally the same as Rashi, just he gives a different shot to the word. He doesn't think we're dealing with phobos here, right? So the Me'iri in his third answer says this is Lashon Gerushin, and this is Lashon Levaya escorting.
What's the
halacha purpose? What's the halacha purpose? Exempt her from chobos. I'm just asking you to do her a favor. Do me a favor, escort her out. She has to go on a trip. Do me a favor, try to get her out of her debts. It's not anything halacha. It's just a favor.
Not
right, just not give her. Now, but what all these have in common is that... I think it just means try to get her out of some debts. That's the way I read it. What all these have in common is that it's the same, or they're both sivuyim, but for different actions. As opposed to the Ravid, what does the Ravid say? The Ravid has a different shot. The Ravid says, no, they're both divorce. but different, not different binyanim, which I have no idea how to say in English, different tenses. What? Okay. Different tenses. Right? Rashi, in all his permutations, the third time he used the tense, different conjugations, perhaps, and different actions. Right? What Ravid says, no, they're both action. They're just different tenses. And what does the Ravid say? At least our years of the Ravid. Saul Ashkenazi seem to have the opposite years of the Ravid. I don't know how seriously to take it, if not the dying, the difference between the Shonim, or to be actually the different years of the Ravid, both possible. What does the Ravid say in the back of our Gemara? Anyone see a Gemara? Is this the Shirul Gor?
No, it's mine.
Okay. Sorry. This. What is the Ravid? It's the one Gemara. Doesn't have the same copy of Rift. And where's the...
Here it is.
Where's the Ravid?
Here it is.
Okay. Ah, okay. Thank you. Thank you. What does he say? He says, Hadar meaning, etc. The call Osam Alashona Shalu. It's this piece. Hadam Rabnasim Avlad Ludai in the Petrua Kolomer. Petrua Mashma Lashon Hove. Hove, he means what we call Tzimun. Petrua Mashma Lashon Avar. They both mean Lashon Get Peturin. But one is Hove and one is Avar. What does he say? He says, Patrua is Hove. Right? What does the Ravid say? He says, Patrua is Tzivoy. What he calls Hove. And Pitrua means paying Pitruota. They divorced her. So I'm telling you, don't divorce my wife. They already divorced her. Patrua, I'm telling you, divorce my wife. Obviously, Tzivoy is good. Well, Shadavar is not at Tzivoy. It's Avar. Oh, they already divorced my wife. And this is almost the same thing as the first day in the Meiri, says the first day in the Meiri. Uva Gemara, Amar of Nasan, Petrua Bechire Kape, Dvar of Kayam, Nishaloshon Tzivoy, Achire Shaloshon Tzivoy, of Get Peturin, of Alar Patrua, Bepatrua, you know, Klums, and Shaloshon Ovar, just exactly the flip. This is the Meiri. In his first daya, and the Chidushim Sav Yad says exactly the same thing. This is Lashon Avar, and this is Tzivoy. And the Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi has this Gerson the Ravid. He quotes the Ravid, and the Ritva say the same thing. And this is also.
But what would be my half a minute to think?
The Ravid, 1 second, would be Gersas, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. We're talking about divorce my wife, and I say, oh, they divorced her, so don't bother. Or I say, go divorce her. Those are both logical things for me to say. Right? Either they already divorced her, or I still already divorced her.
You have to state that
the
divorce. You have that comment. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing. No, it might not be true, because all people make all kinds of excuses. Tell me. Are you prepared to stand up and tell me you've never been in a situation where people are pressuring you to do something and you lie and say you already did it? So maybe they're pressuring him to divorce his wife, and he lied and said he already did it. Who knows?
But we're trying to work out if he wants to divorce her.
Ah,
nothing. Then they're nothing.
So he doesn't want to divorce her. That's why he lied and said they already did it. Interestingly, the second, the only thing I'm left with is the second day in the Meiri combines this. And the second day in the Meiri combines this. I mean, this neat thing, is it? Tense, different conjugation slash, meaning, or same meaning, different tense. In the second day, he says Nirul Farish, which is sort of in itself. Then he doesn't like his first day, and the third one's only Yishu Parshim. Patrua Vakata Kapei, the Dagit Shates, Dvar Kayam Shol Shiget Turin, Pitru Bechire Kapei, Loshan Upper Vinyan Turbosol. He sort of combines them both. The Meiri combined them both. I guess that was his theory of Dictum, but that's how it works out. He says this is a Tzivoy of Gerushin, and this is Lashon Avar de Tor Mechov of Tor Mechova. So he sort of combines both of them. Lemaisa, let's take this over to Rinasa now. even though I'm going to have some trouble with the Kiddushin Mitzvah Yad, I admit, what is the difference between Rabbi Nassan and our Tana? So what does almost everyone say is the difference between Rabbi Nassan and our Tana? That, what difference does it make to be from Bavel and our Tana from Eretz Yisrael? You know what Bavel, they spoke
Aramaic.
Aramaic. And get Keturin is Aramaic. The Torah never was before. And in Israel, they spoke Hebrew. Right? So, what's the difference between Rabbi Nassan and Bavel? Rabbi Nassan in Bavel and Tana Didan in Eretz Yisrael. So here it's going to depend a bit. If you say, like Rashi's Chat, you're going to say, Rabbi Nassan in Bavel, Rashi says, Hebrew and Aramaic. Hebrew and Aramaic. And therefore, since spoke Hebrew and Aramaic, sometimes the Hebrew, sometimes the Aramaic. And it's exactly how he said it. While in Israel, no, it was only Hebrew. And therefore, they always meant Torah Hobos or Korban Das Yachid and the Meiri escorting. Right? If you take the right and the Meiri shot, then the answer is, in Bavel, it's only Aramaic. They only meant divorce. Just sometimes they meant Tzivoy tense, and sometimes they meant past tense. And in Israel, they only meant, meaning, Ptur Mechovos, Ptur Mechovos, only Gerushin, according to him, just different tense, or they meant both meanings, depending on exactly how they said it. Okay, the one thing I will end with, there's a lot more to say in dicta, but it's beyond me, and perhaps a little bit technically. If there's an interesting historical point here, the Rosh Hash says, really? They spoke Hebrew and not Aramaic in Israel? What language did the Jews in Israel speak? What language did Jews in Israel speak in the time of the Tanaim? Anyone?
Aramaic.
How do you know?
Michael Sokolov wrote a whole book on it.
Michael Sokolov wrote a whole book on it. Okay. That movie. Remember, there's that movie about Yashka? Right, where they all spoke Aramaic?
Right.
This, I didn't watch it. I should have, because I'm the only one who understood it, but that was subtitles. Like, they played all the memorable, the Christians went, they did subtitles. There was some, like these real right-wing crazy Christians made some movie like that. Something about Yashka, and they all spoke Aramaic. They wanted to make it real. Artistically, I didn't hire me if that was a good decision. First of all the shtaros quoted in the Mishnah, the Amorai and the Yerushalmi talked Aramaic. All the shtaros in the Mishnah are always in Hebrew. And all the shtaros in the Mishnah are in Aramaic. They wrote the Mishnah in Hebrew because that was an official book read in Hebrew. But the shtaros they quote are always in Aramaic. And it's Mefush Gemar and Sotim and Pesach and Beis and many other places. Bahamar Rebbe, Rebbe's Tana, it's strong, Lashon Sorts, Bamba, Elohim, Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Bamas, Rabbi Yosef, Bababa, Lashon Rami, Bamba, Elohim, Lashon Kodesh, Lashon Parsi. Rebbe says, why do you speak Lashon Sorts? Because Rashi tells us both saying the dialect of Aramaic. They should talk Hebrew. And Rabbi Yosef says, why in Bubba they talk Aramaic? They should talk Hebrew. The only difference in Israel, why don't they talk Hebrew or Greek? And Bubba said, why not talk Hebrew or Persian? But clearly, they didn't talk Hebrew, right? Because that's the why did everyone talk Aramaic when they should have talked Hebrew? They talked Aramaic in both places. And the Rosh Hash says, not only that, look at the Mishnah Behem and Beis, which is a Tana Didan, and it has in his Gersa the Get Peturin. Says, maybe you have to say that's not the right Gersa, because some people didn't have that Gersa. It's a big fish to say they didn't use the phrase Peturin for Gershon in Israel, because A, on the street they spoke Aramaic, and it's a girsa in our Mishnah. You have to say that either it's not a girsa in our Mishnah, or it was a girsa in the Mishnah, but no one paid attention to that. And that even though they spoke about Aramaic, in Israel, when they discussed halachic things, they talked Hebrew because they were influenced by the Mishnah. No. It's a big, the whole idea found here that in Israel they spoke Hebrew is a big fish. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Shami, right? All the time, one generation after Tana, you've done spoken Aramaic. It's a big Kiddush, but you have to say, then there are some slight influences of Hebrew in Israel, and this has to be one of the words, and they have changed the gears and not pay. Hey, the only one other option. The other option is fascinating. I don't know how to read the Chiddush from Safiyad straight through, like his Pirush on each line, his associate Pirush on the next line, I admit, which he's put together a different Pirush anyway, so I don't know if that's necessarily a problem. He says it's a totally different shot of Rav Nosson and Tani Yidan with that. And he says, no, in Bavel, they were more daitani. In Bavel, they were, what do you call it? Like they're being that way? They were muffin. They're those kind of people who correct your grammar. Right? They're maybe grammar Nazis, right? Maybe they corrected this themselves, right? In Bavel, people were more. Cop done in then in Israel. Israel, they're more what do you call it now? He's chilled. It's like the show the professors versus yeshivas. So in Bavel, they're very mocking and all the words are how they fancy when you what they mean. And there in Israel, they're more chill, and maybe that's what it means that the time they'd be done was there chill. In Israel, they were chill. Lamaisa, if they were chill, they weren't mocking on things that probably didn't mean Gershon. Or at the very least, not clear they meant Gershon. In Bavel, they're so medallion that they need different vowels for everything. You can tell exactly what they meant. And therefore, in Israel, we assume he didn't mean Gershon until proven otherwise. They weren't medallion. In Bavel, they're very machmed, so we can be medallion for what they meant.
So do you actually think they had a Masorah like that, or they were just sitting the data points?
Here's our Gemara, writing that the Jews in Israel spoke a different language than the Jews in Bavel, which would be a big finish. And against many things, that's what older Shulchan says about. Or they like the Chiddush Misav Yad, which just means in Bavel they're more medaktikim than in Eretz Yisrael. That was just their tunat ofi that they took dictum more seriously. Okay, we'll pick continue Eretz Yisrael for the next mission next time.
So, do you think that that's?